This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The best days of the year are the days of the 10 of Dhul Hijjah. In this hadith, he, alayhi salatu wassalam, and it is a great ni'mah to hear that from him, because otherwise, how would we know what are the days that are best and most pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla unless he tells us? So in this hadith, we get the ni'mah of knowing that the days of Dhul Hijjah, among all the days of the year, are the best and most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an opportunity because it's a season of ibadah that we desperately need. It's of Allah's rahmah that He gives us these seasons. You finish Ramadan and you encounter Dhul Hijjah. You finish Dhul Hijjah and you encounter Muharram. And in between you have Fridays. Because you need these days to remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal, because we forget and we become so distant from Him. We need the opportunity to reattach, to rectify, to increase our iman, to work for the hereafter as we are toiling for the dunya, to work for the hereafter and invest in it. We need opportunities to be close to Allah Azza wa Jal so that the pressures of the dunya do not get to us, so that we can counter the whispers of the shaitan, so we can walk the straight path. So where is this strength gonna come from? Except we're from attaching ourselves to what Allah Azza wa Jalla loves.